Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. What do you do when you feel invisible? Oh, I mean, I think it's really common now, right? I think as a people, as women, when we get older, there's a lot of pressure, a lot more pressure from the young'uns, right? On kind of how you look. There's always pressure on women about that anyway, right? But, you know, how you look, how you act, how you show up. And social media is an utter hotbed of people being shinier, bigger, more exciting than you, right? It sucks. So in this episode of Life in Business, I, Libby Langley, your host, hello, I'm going to talk to you about what to do if you feel invisible, right? And actually, why it probably doesn't really matter in the first place, more importantly. Because I'm not really a kind of, oh, I don't know. You don't need to be the loudest or the biggest or the most, visible, I suppose, in order to be successful, right? And being successful, being happy is what really, really matters. That's what really matters. Okay, so hopefully today I'm going to give you, I'm just going to kind of make you feel better, right? If you're feeling a bit rubbish about, or feeling invisible. And this is brought to you, supported by COVID. So hooray, hooray for that, still doing the rounds. I'm like, I'm so 2021 today. but anyway, not been too bad this time, but always good fun, isn't it? Right. Never go on holiday. That's what happens. So feeling invisible, I think can start to happen as you get older. I think particularly if you have kids, maybe, then you know, certain parts of your life can be put on hold to look after and nurture your kids, right? Obviously, which needs to happen. And sometimes in our businesses, we, you know, when we are our business, we can almost lose our own identity a little bit. You know, there's a horrible, a strange kind of kerfuffle of identities going on there. It's like, what's me and what's my business and where do the two meet and all of this. And it can lead to kind of feeling, oh, I don't know, a bit like unsettled in yourself, I suppose. And this feeling that you should be more, you wish that you stood out more. You know, you wish you were the, not necessarily literal, but the metaphorical one on the stage in the skin tight rubber dress that everybody's like wowing at, you know? But that's not what visibility or invisibility is about, okay? It isn't a literal thing. And that's the really important thing that I want you to remember here. It's not necessarily a literal thing, okay? And if you think about ants, right? Ants are these tiny, tiny, tiny little creatures that are often, you know, particularly if you're standing up and you're looking down at the ground, right, one single ant is almost invisible to the naked eye. I mean, it's not, right, but, you know, they're not what you'd call visible creatures. Not like a great big bird or a massive bumblebee flying around, right? And yet, you know, we think of them as kind of as invisible and living in their little earthy underworld and all of that. But you think how essential and powerful they are. You know, you've seen them moving big feathers and crisps, leaves, that is, I don't know, 1,000 times their size, right? And their weight. And so visibility is utterly relative. You know, visibility isn't about being seen per se. It's about being known. And there's a real difference. There is a real difference there. Because we could all turn up and be the loudest, the flashiest, the shiniest, right? And that everyone would see you. But would they know you? And would you know that you're the best to kind of support, you know, you're doing your best to be able to support these people. That's what matters here, right? So I think that social media has probably made this worse in the business world, because social media is quite a shouty place, and he who shouts loudest, she who shouts loudest, gets a lot of the attention. And they're not necessarily the best, right? They've done some things that have built an audience and people hang on to their every word, but it doesn't mean that they're any better than you. Sometimes absolutely the opposite of that. And it doesn't mean that they're making any money. You know, people who are super visible on social media, who you see all their posts, you know, they're raving about, this client did this, and I'm a six-figure business owner, a seven-figure business owner. And you're like, mm-hmm. And what's behind those smoke and mirrors there, darling? How much money do you actually make? And then there's the other people that you know, they live in, like the ants, they live in their underworld, helping the people that they help in a fantastic, truthful, authentic way, making lots of money and living nice, happy, quiet lives. But if you look at in terms of visibility, visible versus invisible, one is and kind of one isn't in the same way. But it's about this being known rather than just being there. Does that make sense? A few weeks ago, I did an episode on how to go from unknown to unforgettable. So if you haven't listened to that three or four episodes ago, go back and have a listen to that, because it really supports you in how to be known and how to get known, right? And I think that being known and being visible are really similar. I think that they're really linked. So if you're feeling invisible, try and think about why. Right? Try and think about what the trigger is for this. And if it's that you feel invisible, you know, in the way you present yourself, then, I don't know, go shopping and buy something new, right? I don't know. There's people, wardrobe consultants and stuff who can help you with that. But I honestly think that it's kind of deeper than that, right? It's probably about you not having enough clients, earning enough money, and not feeling confident enough in yourself. That's what I think is actually the issue here, right? And so in terms of your business, think back to why you started this in the first place. Why are you doing what you're doing? What is it that you want from your business? What is it that you want to help people with? What is it that you want to be visible for? What is it that you want to be known for? And by how many people? You know, I certainly don't strive for international super fame, right? Being known is fantastic, and being known within my circles of relevance, I love it. You know, it's great. And people saying, oh, I saw you speak last year, and blah, you know, all that stuff. Love it. Really great. And it really means a lot to me that I'm able to make an impact on people. That matters to me. But in the grand scheme of things, we're talking quite small numbers, you know? I mean, since I started my business, I've worked with, must be coming towards 7,000 people now, certainly over 6,500, which is a lot of people, yeah? And that's quite a big number for one person to have dealt with. And so that and building on that is kind of enough. You know, do I want millions of people to know who I am? I mean, not really, because I don't know what I'd do with that. I mean, I guess I'd be able to speak on bigger stages and maybe on TV and perhaps get paid for that. But in terms of servicing my clients and supporting people within my Confidence to Grow program, there are limits on that. You know, I only want to enroll 5 people every month, because that is a manageable number for me. It allows me to give the service that I like, and it keeps the group nice and small and intimate, which is really, really important to me. So how would an audience of millions serve that? It wouldn't. I would have to change the way I made money and the way I supported people. And that you know, that's not necessarily something that we want to do, right? So think about it in kind of relative terms and sensible terms, right? What is it? Why are you doing what you're doing? What is it that matters to you? How do you want to help people? What's your purpose? And what do you want to be visible for? And crucially, by how many people? You know, how many people can you serve? Do you want to support? And it starts with one. It always starts with one. And then it becomes two. And then it becomes three. So why not having 30,000 followers on Instagram? You know, why does that matter? Why does it matter? There are so many people who have really tiny audiences, or don't use social media at all, quite frankly, who have very successful businesses. So the trick really is to do, you know, kind of look inside yourself and think, why do I feel invisible? What is it? What is it actually? Because I bet it's not that I don't have an audience of millions and Oprah Winfrey's not inviting me on to make a Netflix documentary, Netflix show with her, right? I bet it's not that. It won't be. It'll be something that's out of alignment with your business. And the trouble with having something out of alignment in your business, the problems it creates, is that you lose your way, right? You lose your point. You lose your train of thought any more than you do on any other given day. You lose your kind of purpose and what you're working towards. And your business becomes kind of something that you just do, right? And I've been through this loads of times in my business. You know, I share really openly about the wobbles and, oh, blimey, I don't know, diversions and God knows what that I've been on along the way, because it helps. It helps me to share my story. I am not perfect by any means, but I've learned a lot with every step of the way, which is why I can support you, right? And why I can help you and why I can talk from experience. I know how you feel because I've been there and I've come out the other side, which is the best thing about it all. And so the thing with this kind of losing your way with stuff is that you then start to focus on, I just need to get more likes. I just need to get more engagement. I just need to grow my audience. But without knowing why or what for, it's all a bit futile and hard work. And that's where this kind of creeping invisibility comes in to what you're thinking about. And the creeping invisibility is where the rot starts to set in. Like to make it sound very, very dramatic, but it can be, right? It can be crippling. This stuff can be really, really debilitating. And if you lose this sense of your inner, you know, your inner purpose, like why the bloody hell am I doing this business in the first place? I've completely forgotten who I want to help and why I'm doing any of this. When you lose that, you can't move forwards. And so you doubt, you hide. The things that you say don't stick because you've forgotten why you're saying them and you've forgotten what your purpose is. And that's where this happens, right? So the thing about feeling invisible and becoming visible, the other side of it, is that if you know, right, if you go back to the beginning and you think what your vision is, what your mission is, what your purpose is, and this is exactly where the point that we start in my Confidence to Grow program. We go back to the beginning there because it's the stuff that slips, and yet it's the stuff that's the most essential, these foundations, right? So if you think about what really matters to you, what really drives you, what it is that you really want to help people with, and then focus on that, you need to be visible to one person, and then one more person, and then one another person. And the more that you are true to yourself and true to what you're doing and true to what you believe in, funnily enough, the more visible you become, right? And the less invisible. And oh, I don't know, invisibility is such a strange thing, really. It's not about not being seen. It's about being lost. That's what I think it is. And I think that we are the ones who are able to change this for ourselves. So for example, seeing, you know, wardrobe consultant, fashion stylist to support you. Oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, that could change your life. But you've kind of got to know what's going on inside first to know who you want to show up as. Do you see what I mean? There's some real rooting around in the weeds that has to happen And it's hard work and it's kind of ugly work and there'll be ugly crying. I'm sure about that. But it's what makes you move forwards and your business move forwards. And this, honestly, this is one of the reasons that I've called my my group program Confidence to Grow, because it's not about, it's about this quiet inner confidence that propels everything. And without it, you kind of can't, you just can't move forward with anything, because you're not absolutely sure of yourself or sure of what you need or sure of what you do or sure of how you help other people. And you've got, we've got to have that, right? Or at least like, you know, 80%, we've got to have that. I'm not saying blimey, we'll all ever be super robust and super confident and super sorted. I can't promise that, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry. But this is because we are always a work in progress, right? And what we feel now, today, may be different to what we feel in 6 months' time, because the world might have changed again. Our health may have changed. Our, you know, kids might be different. Do you know what I mean? Commitments might be different, right? So these things change and flow, which is why it's never one and done. You have to keep coming back to these things in order to keep propelling yourself forwards, to keep moving forwards. And I would absolutely concentrate on being visible to one person at a time. So I don't know about you, but you know, my, I already said my enrollment limit, if you want to call it that, is for my Confidence to Grow program is 5 a month, right? 5 people a month. That's kind of my internal target, but it's there to manage to keep the program small and intimate so that people can be fully supported of it. It's not massively overwhelming and all for me or for anybody in it, right? And so to concentrate on talking to one person at a time, that builds up. So for you, you know, 5 clients a month might also be the same. And in which case, how many people do you need to kind of connect with? You can work back on your maths from that. 100, maybe, you know, 100 people in a month. Well, you can do that. You can send 100 DMs on Instagram or LinkedIn in a month. Easy peasy, right? And so from that, you might get five clients. Do you see what I mean? It's like, it's small numbers. So this visibility, or this lack of, this invisibility that perhaps you're feeling, it doesn't need to be, you know, it doesn't need to be lots of people. 100 people a month is like 20, 25 a week. It's 5 a day. It's not lots. And if you break it down like that, this being visible to one person at once makes things much more manageable, because you can do that. You can do that. You can go out there and you can do that, and you can connect with that smaller number of people. And obviously you need to times that up depending on how many clients that you want. But if you're a service provider, and I know a lot of the people who listen to, a lot of you gorgeous people who listen to this podcast are service providers, it is relatively small numbers. And don't forget that, say you connected with 100 people this month, then they're still there next month too. They're still in your world. So this builds up. It does gradually build up, but it's not anything like needing an audience of millions. That just isn't, it just isn't something that you need at all. And there's something, I don't know, visibility is a funny thing, right? You need to be visible. You need people. People need to be able to find you and discover you, right, in whatever way. So that's kind of what visibility means to me. You need to, a certain extent, put your head above the parapet, because you need to be known for a thing, and therefore you need to have an opinion or something, or be very good at something, or be an expert in something, right? That's fine. But just core visibility can be really, really stressful. I don't know if you remember... on what age you are, but back in probably the 2000s, I would say, you know, there was the kind of like, they used to call it like the ladder culture, you know, there was Nuts magazine and all these, and the women, female presenters and stuff like that, everybody, they did kind of scantily clad photos in Nuts magazine and all of this, not all of them, right, but you know, there was this culture of that. And there was one, if you remember Gail Porter, who's a TV presenter, and she had a photo, I think she was wearing just pants, if I'm rightly, up on Big Ben, And so you could kind of see the back of her, you know. And she's talked about this. So that's like the ultimate visibility, right? In its literal terms. But she's talked since about how stressful that all was. She subsequently developed alopecia and still presents on TV, but her life is very different 20 years on. And kind of, there's a lesson, there's like a danger lesson in it, an awareness lesson in there, that visibility at all costs isn't necessarily what we want it to be. And blimey, this is not a criticism of her in the slightest. Times were very different. You know, she was young and, stuff like that kind of happened. That kind of visibility was much more accepted, I suppose, much more normal. These days, we don't necessarily go down that route straight away. Oh, I don't know, I'm not casting any judgments at all. Times were different at all. But the point is that, visibility at all costs like that, that kind of unbridled visibility isn't necessarily the healthiest thing. And I'm not saying to you, don't go out and project a semi-naked photo on the side of a building. But what I'm saying is that, you know, kind of being that visible isn't necessarily all it's cracked up to be. And I know that Fern Cotton, she was from the same kind of era, I guess, actually. Still very successful, still presenting. And so, but she has transitioned to be audio, pretty much audio only, right? So she did tons of TV stuff, but she's spoken about it on her podcast and has found that the visual visibility, very challenging because, I mean, it just is, right? To show up, to be visible all the time and everything that brings, the criticism, the fame, the this, that, and the other. And so focuses much more on audio only. And I think that's quite an interesting shift. So I guess, I don't put myself in the same camp as those super famous guys, but, you know, I've gone back to audio only with this podcast. I did for about 6 months. It was on YouTube too. I recorded it, videoed it, and it was on YouTube as well. And I've stopped doing that because I didn't enjoy it as much. And it put a kind of extra pressure on me and it wasn't as fun. And I don't think it was as good, but that's me not being really that kind of balanced view on it. But I didn't like it as much. So I have reduced my visibility, arguably made myself more invisible. However, you know, literally, because you can't see me now. However, it helps me be more focused on being known for having an audio podcast. So you can make these kind of calculated and conscious decisions about where you show up and how you show up and what impact that will have on your life, because that's really, really important. The positive and negative impact doing something will have on your life. And then you can shape your visibility strategy accordingly, because we have to do some stuff, right? We have to talk to people or we're just never really going to have a business. You know, even the biggest businesses in the world, like Pepsi and Coke and stuff, you know, they can't become invisible completely. They spend billions on advertising because they have to keep reminding people that they're there. So it's the same thing. You've got to show up, right? You've got to show up somewhere. But the showing up somewhere can be by email, yeah? Doesn't have to be chasing after thousands and thousands of followers on social media and creating loads of reels for Instagram and then, oh, I'm going to go on TikTok too because I've heard it's a really good way to get an audience. You don't need to do all that. So if you are feeling invisible, think about what that actually means. What's missing for you? What's lacking for you? Is it a confidence thing, actually? Is it that what you're putting out there isn't landing with people? In which case, come join Confidence to Grow and I'll help you with that. Think back to those basics, those foundations of who am I? What do I do? Who do I help? Who do I help? What do I help them with? What do I believe in? What do I care about? What am I passionate about? What's my purpose in life? Those things, because that's what will enable you to be visible for the stuff that really matters. And again, remember, you want to be visible to one person at once. Mass numbers, you know, it builds, right? it builds. But I've been in business since 2011, right? That's 13 years. I've done a lot. I've spoken on a lot of stages. I've posted about 11 billion times on social media in that time, you know, like, but my audiences are still relatively small in the grand scheme of things, you know, across all my kind of platforms, under 10,000. And which for that, those amount of years doesn't seem many. I don't know, or maybe it does. I don't know, but I've always made good money. I've worked with, like I said, 6,500, 7,000 people or something. The people come, right? If you do the maths of that, it's like, well, you've worked with almost everybody in your audience. No, I haven't. Of course I haven't. It's that some people are in the audience, some aren't in the audience, some come from elsewhere, some come to the audience and leave the audience, you know, it all. But it's about the being known, and it's about that confidence of visibility to get out there and talk to the right people about the right things, have the right conversations. And that's one by one by one. And if you think, I'm going to talk to 5 people a day, and talking to people, it just means sending a message and commenting on stuff, right? It doesn't mean actually having 5 conversations every day, because honestly, that is too many and that sounds utterly exhausting. But if you comment on 5 people's things or connect with 5 people on social media, that's, you know, that could be your absolute route to getting out of this kind of invisibility trap that you might feel like you're in, as long as you have done that groundwork and you've gone back to basics and you are knowing everything kind of about you, you know, who you are, what you're doing, who you help people with, what you care about, what matters to you, what makes you really angry, that makes you really happy, what makes you really sad, you know, how do you want to change the world? Those are the things that really matter. And once you've gone back to basics and worked on those, honestly, you're going to feel like your invisibility, your cloak of invisibility is going to just have, it's going to be chucked in the corner, right? And you're just going to be there and you're going to be you and you're going to be proud and you're going to be happy and you're going to be confident to talk to one person, then 2 people, then 3 people. And that is how the magic happens. Yeah, it's really good stuff. So thank you very much for joining me today. I really look forward to hearing what this has meant to you. I love getting your messages. They mean the world to me. And just knowing how it's kind of helped you and what my little pep talks have done. So please do share Instagram at Libby Langley or search me on LinkedIn. You'll find me, Libby Langley, all over the internet. And I'd love to hear from you. So thanks for joining me today. It's been a pleasure as ever, and I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.